Artwork. In 1947, Matisse painted Le Silence Habité des Maisons. It is reproduced in Sir Lawrence Gowing's Matisse, only very small and in black and white. Two people sit at the corner of a table. The mother, it may be, has a reflective chin propped on a hand propped on the table. The child, it may be, turns the page of a huge white book whose arch of paper makes an integral curve with his or her lower arm. In front a vase of flowers, behind six huge panes of window, behind them a mass of trees and perhaps sunlight. The people's faces are perfect blank ovals, featureless. Up above them, in the top left-hand corner of the canvas, level with the top of the window, is a chalked outline, done as it might be by a child, of a round on a stalk above bricks. It is a pity there are no colours, but it is possible, tempting, to imagine them, sumptuous as they were in what Gowing says was the reconciliation which is only within the reach of great painters in old age. The pictures, Gowing says, have extraordinary virility. At last, Matisse is wholly at ease with a fierce impulse. It is a dark little image on the page, charcoal grey, slate grey, soft, pale, pencil grey, subdued, demure. We may imagine it flaming in carmine or vermilion, or swaying in indigo darkness, or perhaps outdoors golden green. We may imagine it. The darkness of the child may be black on black, or black on blue, or blue on some sort of red. The book is white. Who is the watching totem under the ceiling? There is an inhabited silence in 49 Alma Road, in the sense that there are no voices, though there are various sounds, some of them even pervasive and raucous sounds, which an unconcerned ear might construe as the background din of a sort of silence. There is the churning hum of the washing machine, a kind of splashy mechanical giggle with a grinding note in it, tossing its wet mass one way, resting and simmering, tossing it the other. A real habitué of this noise will tense him or herself against the coming banshee scream of the spin cycle, accompanied by a drumming tattoo of machine feet scrabbling on the tiles. The dryer is chuntering, too. It is